Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share an extra story with you to help you get through the week. This time around, we have a story from an anonymous listener titled 5 Seconds of Creep. Let me start by saying, I was a very gullible kid growing up. When this happened, I was about 11 years old. I'm also a girl. I spent a lot of time with my cousin, who's a year older than me, because I didn't really have a good home life. She introduced me to a lot of new things like YouTube, games, and my favorite bands. There's this particular band that we were obsessed with. They're called 5 Seconds of Summer. We were both huge fangirls. We would read fan fiction and even write some fan fiction ourselves. We would also do this thing where we would act out what we were to do if members of the band were there with us, essentially role-playing. And here's where things get weird. My cousin was a very touchy person. I didn't think anything of it. We were both girls and we were family. She became very pushy, though. She wanted to talk about inappropriate subjects. I was very timid as a kid, and I didn't have any friends. So I didn't want to do or say anything that would jeopardize my friendship with my cousin. I played along, although I didn't want to. At the time, Kick was a very popular app that we used to talk to everyone. One day after coming home from my cousin's house, I got a notification on Kick that somebody had added me. Like I said, I don't have many friends, so it was odd to me that I had been added by someone. I looked at the person on Kick and immediately recognized who it was. It was my favorite member of 5 Seconds of Summer. In addition to adding me, he texted me and said, "Hey." Now, I did assume it was a fake account, so I questioned the guy by asking him questions only a true fan would know the answers to, and to my surprise, he knew the answers. Trust me when I say at first I did think it was a fake account, but then I told my cousin about it. She asked for his username. She told me that she would find out if it was a real account or not. Later that night, she told me she thought that it was real. Now, I so deeply wanted it to be true, as an 11-year-old. I chatted with him all night, and everything was fine, at first. That is until he asked me some very weird stuff. He asked me if I ever kissed somebody. Now, to provide some backstory, my cousin knew how special I wanted my first kiss to be, but she stole it from me by randomly pulling me in for a kiss one night. I slapped her, which was a reaction that even I was surprised by. Well, I told this guy no, but he kept asking, "Are you sure about that?" Which I thought was odd. We continued to text for the following week. During the day while I was at school, he was also busy, but he would conveniently be free around the time I got out of school. I was skeptical about him, but every time I hinted to my cousin about having any doubts, she would insist that he was real. We even got into an argument about it. The last night I spoke to him, he wanted me to send pictures. I sent him a cute face picture, and he said, "No, show me more." I instantly got nervous. I didn't know what to do. So I told my cousin what was happening, and she said, "He's famous, just do it." I didn't feel right about it. So I ignored his request, and I ignored him the rest of the night. My cousin got angry with me. She told me that he texted her and told her to tell me to text him back. This was all too weird. But I caught on to what was going on. She was him. We got into this huge fight, and we didn't talk for a long time, but she ended up convincing me to forgive her, which only led to more trauma later on. I'm just glad I trusted my instincts, and I never sent those photos. To my creepy cousin, let's not ever meet again. Thank you to our anonymous listener for submitting that story. If you have a story to share, make sure you send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. We'll see you all next week for a new episode of Let's Not Meet. Everyone, stay safe.